Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio, I'll discuss soliloquy. So what is a soliloquy? Soliloquy is mostly used in a play or drama. And as a definition, soliloquy is a speech in which a character who is on stage expresses his thoughts and feelings. And the famous example can be of Hamlet in the play Hamlet by Shakespeare. That is especially his to be or not to be speech, the famous speech of Hamlet, that can be called a soliloquy. And what is the purpose of a soliloquy? Basically, it helps the dramatist or the playwright to convey the state of mind and feelings and consciousness of the character, whoever is speaking, and also convey his motives, intentions, confusions, and not just in the play Hamlet, but also in other plays of Shakespeare like Macbeth, Othello. All of these also have soliloquies. And another very famous example of soliloquy can be Christopher Marlowe's play Dr. Faustus, in which Dr. Faustus gives these soliloquies, one at the very beginning and one at the very end. Another related device or method is called an aside. A-S-I-D-E. So what happens in an aside? Basically, a character gives a small speech or utters few words in a way that is not audible to the other characters who may be present on stage, but loud enough for the audience to hear. And mostly this technique is used by villains, villains in plays. For example, if you consider the play Othello, in that Iago uses this. After that, The Jew of Malta, in which Barabbas, the character Barabbas uses this. After that, in Richard III, Gloucester uses this. In The Duchess of Malfi, Bassola uses this, right? The notorious villain called Bassola in Jacobean drama. And then another play is there, The White Devil, in which the character called Flaminio uses this technique of aside, speaking things aside. So just understand the difference between soliloquy and a dramatic monologue. Dramatic monologue is basically a reference to poem, especially the poems of Robert Browning. Soliloquy is mostly used in plays. Best examples are Dr. Faustus, Hamlet, and within a soliloquy we have aside, in which villains mostly use that technique, in which they reveal their intention or motive or what they are going to do with the hero or some machination or plan which they have. So the audience already will know it, but the other characters are not going to know it because it is not audible to them but audible to the audience. Along with these examples, we can consider one more example from American literature, especially one of the plays by Eugenie O'Neill. Okay, Eugenie O'Neill, one of the greatest modern dramatists in American literature. His play called Strange Interlude. Okay, Strange Interlude. And throughout this play, this technique of aside and soliloquy are used.